The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Corbin Hines thinking about the three, draws the defense to Stroh, right elbow, 15-footer, it's up and in. Gareth with a game-high 18, and it's a two-point game, a 7-0 run to start the fourth quarter by Gibbon.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle from Gibbon as the Amherst Broncos take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
As the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim, up ahead to Markinson. Markinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Amherst is coming in red hot, with both the boys and girls on long winning streaks. Gibbon will try to snap those winning streaks and start one of their own tonight. It's the Broncos and Buffaloes coming in next, but first the New Tech Team pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Gibbon High School. Thursday night basketball continues on Classic Hits 98.9 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Gibbon Buffaloes take on the Amherst Broncos. With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Amherst able to win the girls' game, leading by just five at halftime. They go on to a 38-21 victory. Sydney Tobenheim leading the way with 17. Here you've got a Gibbon Buffalo team playing in the Lou Platt Conference, playing a lot of C1 competition against an Amherst team who has big goals. They've had a very good run, as many people knew, that they had a good class, this junior class. When they came in as freshmen, they've been building since then. You sprinkle in some of the other upperclassmen like Akale Preble as a senior. He's the only senior on the roster, dominated by juniors and a couple of freshmen that will come in. For Gibbon, obviously, losing Riley Reinertsen last year and a couple of other key cogs and Coach Reinertsen leaving. But we saw Gibbon play Donovan Trumbull to overtime last week, and they've got the ability to beat a lot of teams on their schedule, and they would like to really get a big win tonight here against Amherst. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney for Amherst. Number 10 is a 5'9 sophomore, Trevor Adelung. Number 20, 5'10 junior, Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, a 6-foot junior, Braden Eckout. Number 30, 6-foot senior, Kale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 junior, Ty Hadwiger. The head coach is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Adelung. They're 12-1 with their only loss to North Platte St. Pat's. They're ranked 6th and 8th in D1. For Gibbon, number 3, 5'9 junior, Corbin Hines. Number 12, 6'1 sophomore, Devin Stroh. Number 15, 5'10 junior, Braden Snell. Number 23, 6'1 senior, Gareth Stroh. And number 44, 6-foot senior, Brian Zimmer. The head coaches are Jackson Kenton and Steve Yockey, assisted by Scott Watkins, 5-7 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
UNK basketball going on tonight. The women do fall to the fourth-ranked team in the country in Pittsburgh State, 86-73. The men just getting things underway in their contest against the Gorillas, 10-5 Lopers, 10-6 Gorillas. The Nebraska women's basketball team currently playing at Wisconsin on the breeze, 94.5. The Husker women score 53 in the first half, and they are up 53-31. Over the Badgers. And also going on right now, 12:30 a.m. KHAS, the St. Cecilia girls are taking on Friend. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Give it an Amherst. We'll tip it off next.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
We're ready to go here at Gibbon. Chad Beasley, Leon Pierce, and Jim Langan, your officiating crew. The ball is in the air, and Gibbon will win the opening tip. They'll move from right to left. Amherst from left to right. Amherst comes out of the man-to-man defense. Point guard Corbin Hines works it on the left wing, guarded there by Trevor Adelung. To the left elbow, Devin Stroh gets you about 20 a game. If he can, tries to lob it inside over Zimmer's head. Even Devin Stroh was cutting on a baseline, but neither could grab it. And Gibbon will turn it over on their opening possession. Amherst is led by Braden Eckout, 18 a game. Ty Hadwiger, 15 a game. Hadwiger has it, three-point land. He'll take the three-pointer. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Gareth Stroh. Out ahead to Devin, brings it in. Hadwiger knocked it away, and it'll go out of bounds off of Amherst. Good athletic play there by the Broncos. Nearly came away with an incredible steal. Gibbon will get the ball on their baseline. Corbin Hines to throw it in. On the wing, they had one. Instead, they go to Stroh at the other. He'll take the 15-footer. In and out, no good. Hadwiger grabs the rebound here. It'll be Braden Eckout up the floor. Scoop shot at the other end. No good. Rebound brought down by Gareth Stroh off the miss from Trey Tomenheim. And Stroh goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. He is so smooth, even in traffic. Saw that last week, and Gibbon will get our first points, and we have got a whistle for a kick. Or did we get a hand check foul away from the ball? That's what they're going to call. Foul will be on Braden Snell, first foul of the game. And Amherst will throw it in on the far side. Lob it to the high post. Hadwiger to the back cutter. Adelung couldn't grab it cleanly, and Stroh got on him. Back to Hadwiger at the right elbow. He's on the weak side. Tough turnaround jumper from 12. No good. Rebound, Braden Snell. Snell pushes it up on the right side. Amherst likes to run. Gibbon a little more under control as the pass deflected away. Gibbon will take it out underneath. It's not like they hold the ball, though. They are always looking for cutters, but they're not very balanced in scoring. They've got about three scores on this basketball team, and they have to handle the bulk of it as Gibbon will throw it in to Gareth Stroh, down to Zimmer, working on Hadwiger, back to Gareth, down the middle of the paint, short jumper, no offensive rebound, put back up, no, but a foul will be called, and two free throws coming for Devin Stroh. Devin the sophomore, and his brother Gareth the senior, the foul will be on Cale Preble, first on Amherst, and Devin Stroh now to shoot the two free throws. The first one is on the way, and it is good. At halftime, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls lead Friend 37-23 on on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, Stroh hit a both. At a 4-0 start here for Gibbon at home. Quickly up the floor with it, Braden Eckout. Gibbon also playing man-to-man, both teams. Braden Eckout guarded out top by Corbin Hines. Around to Adelung, the left-handed three is all net. Trevor Adelung, the first bucket of the ball game for Amherst. It's 4-3 Gibbon, and they'll put on zone pressure. Braden Snell to Hines. Now they've got a two-on-one. Zimmer, though, just holds it. His pass to Gareth Stroh deflected. Gareth grabs it, gets it into the corner. Faking the three is Corbin Hines. Out to Stroh. Gareth for three. It's good. Good ball movement by the Buffaloes. And it is 7-3. A four-point lead again for Gibbon as the teams exchange three-point buckets. Adelung up top. Gets the ball screen. Takes another three. That one won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Devin Stroh. Stroh up the floor. Amherst gets back defensively. Works on Adelung. Steps through the double team. Hands it off to Zimmer. He's left all alone. And the layup is good. Gibbon with 9 points in 2.5 minutes. Way above their average. And they lead it by 6, 9-3. Gibbon will get it to Cale Preble on the left wing. Back out top to Eckout. In the paint, they get it to Hadwiger. Back on the wing, Preble drives the left baseline. His shot blocked from behind by Devin Stroh. And out of there with it will be Snell all the way to the other end. And he got tripped up. A blocking foul going to be called on Amherst. So you're seeing the bigger school getting off to a quick start here. Foul on Cale Preble, and he's got two quick ones. And we'll see our first substitutions. For Amherst, Holden Eckout and Brian Bramer. For Gibbon, Franny Lopez. 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Gibbon's out to a 9-3 lead. And they'll put the ball in the hands of Gareth Stroh, covered by Adelum. Trevor out there on him, putting a lot of pressure on. Gives it off to Snell. Zimmer on the high post. Snell's just going to hold the ball, gives it back to Gareth. Adelung poked it away, ran into the backcourt, and Gareth will grab it. Gives a little more spacing on the floor to Lopez. He's unguarded now in a zone for Amherst, skipping over the zone to Snell. Stroh trying to sneak in there. It's packed pretty good. They get it to Lopez in the paint. He's in the land of the Giants. Off balance, just throws it up there. It's no good, and the rebound is grabbed by the sophomore, Trevor Adelung. Adelung outlet pass, long one for a three-pointer. Braden Eckout comes up short, no good. Long rebound out to Franny Lopez. He'll push it up on the left wing. Take it to the center circle and over to Snell outside the arc. Snell waiting for Stroh to cut through. Nothing there, back out to Lopez. 9-3 Gibbon, 4:20 to go, first quarter. Lopez, 5-second count. Good defense by Adelung. And it'll be the second turnover here for Gibbon. Checking into the game for the Broncos, Trey Tomenheim will return. And coming out will be Braden Eckout. Coach Giffen wants to talk to him for a moment here. Leading scorer really hasn't even got much going. He had one look, and three didn't go. Adelung brings it to the top of the circle. Gibbon staying in the man. Zimmer out there on him. Tries to trap him in the corner. They get it on the post to Bramer. Bramer knocked out of his hands to Hadwiger. Ty, top of the circle, tries the three. It is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Devin Stroh. Outlet pass is going to be thrown away. And that'll be turnover number three. Amherst quickly gets into their offense. Hadwiger left corner. Tries to get it into the paint. It gets away and grabbed by Holdenek out. Stuck on three. Trevor Adelung hit a three. That's been it so far in the first 4.5 minutes here for Amherst. Hadwiger up top. A team that averages nearly 70. The ball flies out of his hands. Ends up hitting the front of the rim, and Gareth Stroh will get the rebound. And as he comes up the floor, he's going to be pushed. Foul on the Broncos. And this will go on Trey Tomenheim. Back in will be Braden Eckout for the Broncos and Corbin Hines for the Buffaloes. Still 9-3, Gibbon. Gibbons went over 2 minutes without scoring, and it's been longer than that for Amherst. So a drought here as they went back to the man-to-man here on the inbounds for Amherst. Over on the wing, Gareth Stroh, he's on the weak side, tries to dribble into the paint, ball knocked away from behind, got it back and threw it out to Hines. Hines dribbles to the right elbow, draws contact, one-hand runner is up and in. Corbin Hines makes it 11-3, an eight-point lead for Gibbon. 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. With the dribble, driving, taking the shot, and a charging foul caught on Trey Tomenheim. Devin Stroh took the charge down low. And an eight-point lead in the ball now for Gibbon. And Amherst coach Bill Giffen wants to talk to his troops. 3:01 to go in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With your score, Gibbon 11, Amherst 3.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
With our producer, engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Back at Gibbon, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. Gibbon Amherst tonight. Tomorrow night will be in Wilcox as Wilcox-Hildreth takes on Axtell. 6:30 tip-off. Then Saturday afternoon, the finals of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament up at Loup City starting around 2. Amherst trying to put a little more trapping pressure on here. Gibbon breaks it. Hines gets it into the front court. Back to Stroh. Garrett's inside to Devin. He wanted to go with a bounce pass to the cutter, Franny Lopez, but threw it behind him. Gibbon 4 turnovers. Amherst none. Yet Gibbon leads it by 8, 11-3. Walking the ball up the floor will be Trevor Adelung. Already a couple of fouls on Preble and Tobenheim, so they're on the bench. The three-pointer, Eckout gets his first points of the game. Just that quick, they walk it up, make one pass, and Braden Eckout hits the three. Two threes, and Amherst has 6. It's 11-6 Gibbon. Hines to Gareth Stroh in the front court. They'll go between the circles. Bounce pass, Lopez takes it in. Bramer cuts him off. The much taller Bramer, they'll kick it out for a three. Snell, it's no good. Ball tipped around. Gareth Stroh grabs it. Four-footer, back up and in. The seventh point and fourth rebound for Gareth Stroh. 13-6. 7-point lead, Gibbon. Adelung kicks it to the trailer. Holden Eckout, reverse it quickly over to Braden. Braden off the nice drive, layup good. Good crossover to get by his defender in Corbin Hines. Back-to-back buckouts for Braden Eckout. 13-8 Gibbon. 1:45 to go in the first. Snell to Hines, just across the timeline. Tipped away. Corbin got it back. Then he gets around Adelung. They've got numbers. Leave it in the corner, though, for Lopez. Now trying to get it on the post to Stroh. Working on Bramer. He got hooked. The shot's no good. Rebound brought down and on the run. Trey Tobenheim trying to go coast to coast. Leaves it off for Adelung. The left-hand runner is no good. Rebound grabbed by Braden Snell. And he's off to the races. 2-on-2 with Lopez. Takes it in. Scoop shot. Rolls off the front of the rim. Lopez out top. Garrett Stroh. 4-3. It's short. And the rebound goes through two hands of the Gibbon Buffaloes, and Adelung has it. Outlet pass, Holden Eckout. He gets grabbed before he can get to the hoop. Foul called on Gibbon. And it's going to go on Braden Snell, his second. Second foul on Gibbon. 5 have been called here on Amherst. Amherst ball on the baseline. Looking, and they'll chuck it back out top. To Tobenheim, into the corner to Braden Eckout. Guarded by Hines. To Adelung, to Tobenheim. Working around the Gibbon man-to-man. Under a minute now to go here in the first quarter. 13-8 Gibbon. Ball fake Eckout, left elbow. Gives it off to Holden for 3. This one will not go. Offensive rebound, Bramer makes room. Shot no good. Second chance, Holden Eckout is good. So multiple chances, and the offensive putback cuts it to 3, 13-10 Gibbon. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Gareth Stroh to the top of the key to Zimmer on the baseline. Devin Stroh reverse layup up and in on the assist. Zimmer, nice play. Devin now with 4. Still 20 seconds to go as Adelung brings it into the front court for Amherst. Should be the last shot of the quarter. He'll hand it off to Tobenheim. Tobenheim out at center court now with 10 seconds. Starts the dribble to the right side. Gets the screen from Holden Eckout. Looks into Bramer. Gives it back to Holden. Up top to Tobenheim. Finds Braden off the screen. A contested 3 is no good. Rebound to Zimmer, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. The hometown Gibbon Buffaloes 15, and the Amherst Broncos 10. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for 2. That's 2 of everything. 2 prime ribs, 2 salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
We go to the second quarter. Amherst with the basketball, trailing 15-10. Gibbon, four turnovers. Amherst, none in the first. Rebound, six for Amherst, 12 for Gibbon. Off the left elbow, Adelung passes on the three to Bradeneck out, who has five to lead Amherst, seven for Garrett Stroh to lead Gibbon. Running a lot of high screens here. On the wing, Ty Hadwiger lowers his shoulder, jump stop into the paint, layup good. Ty with his first bucket, and the lead is three. Gibbon was up by as many as eight at 11-3. 15-12, Garrett Stroh gets it into the hands of Hines. Corbin slips one defender, now dribbles into the double team, the ball knocked around, and Hines got it back, then he shoots a three off that dribble. No good. Rebound topped around, and it's going to be Preble back in there with the two fouls. Up ahead, they want to run. Out to the trailer, Hadwiger. He'll put it up from 12, partially blocked by Zimmer. Ball fought for, and it's going to be grabbed here by Garrett Stroh. Stroh, three on two. Nice pass to Lopez with the finish. First bucket for Freddy Lopez, 17-12 Buffaloes, as they've had the lead the whole way. Stutter dribble, Adelung. Baseline, Garrett Stroh cuts him off left side. Kick it back out top, and Devin Stroh will make the steal. The first Amherst turnover to Gareth. And then we've got a foul away from the basketball. Ty Hadwiger trying to run around. A Gibbon defender just ran him over. And it'll be a foul on Hadwiger, his first and the team's fifth. 6:49 to go here in the first half, 17-12. Girls game went to Amherst, 38-21. We'll break it down at halftime. Look at some other scores as the ball's knocked away. UNK women fell to fourth-ranked Pittsburgh State today, 86-73. In the men's game, 11-11 with 12:45 to go in the first half. And the Nebraska women all over Wisconsin. 53-34 as they start the second half. And another foul called away for the basketball here. And it's going to go on Gibbon for an illegal screen. Devin Stroh, his first and the team's third. So the Broncos will have the ball back, trailing by 5, 17-12, here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Amherst, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ty Hadwiger to the free throw line. He'll give it off. Right elbow, Bradeneck out. Can't get the three. Wrap around pass to Hadwiger. Jump stop in a paint. Back out to Eckout. Double team. He'll hand it off to Tobenheim. Good defense here by Gibbon. Eckout back to Hadwiger. He'll force his way into the paint. Jumper over Devin Stroh. No good. Got his own rebound. He kicks it out top for the three. It is no good. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called on Cale Preble. And that is his third personal foul. Sixth team foul on Amherst. And Holden Eckout, who had to play a lot in the first quarter, is right back in there for Coach Bill Giffen. So we'll see if Holden can hold his own here in the second quarter of play. Picking up the pressure, putting on a little matchup man-to-man. Into the front court, they'll get it to Snell. He's down on the right-hand corner. Right elbow, Stroh draws the double team in the paint to Zimmer. Back to Gareth. Free throw line, jumper good. Just got a great shooting touch. 9 points for Gareth Stroh. You give him a little breathing room. He's a college-type player. He can spot up and hit from anywhere. Right elbow with it is Hadwiger. Off the screen, Adelung. Dribbles it back up top. Amherst constantly in motion. They do a great job of moving without the ball. 5.5 to go here in the first half, 19-12. Amherst with the ball but trailing at Gibbon. Up top, Hadwiger. Back to Adelung. Really looking outside and trying to find a cutter or see Hadwiger power it up. Not really posting up, though. Bradeneck out for three. It's good. 8 points for Braden. He's got a couple of threes, and that'll cut it down to four. 19-15 Buffaloes. 5 minutes to go, first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. All the scores, first half stats, a recap of the girls' game. Gareth Stroh around the double team, threads the needle, gets it underneath, but Snell was bothered, and the shot is no good. Ty Hadwiger, his second rebound. Amherst wants to push it up. Bradeneck out on the wing. Adelung for three. Good for Trevor. And he's got two threes and back-to-back threes. Cut it to one. 19-18. And Gibbon wants to call a timeout. With 4:35 remaining here in the first half of play, it is 19-18. Gibbon leading Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
4:35 remains here in the first half. Back-to-back threes by Amherst have cut it to one. Gibbon still has the lead, but now they face a little pressure as they drop the ball in, waiting to pick him up at half court. They'll give it to Corbin Hines, playing catch with Snell. A couple feet at a time, pass it, move forward, and across half court to Hines on the right side. Good crossover, got by Adelung, looks for a screen. The runner, I guess they're going to say Adelung blocked the shot. Trevor got a piece of it and blocked it off the back of the glass. So Gibbon will try again on the baseline. Hines to throw it in off a couple of screens. Snell gets it, passes on the three, drives to the high post, back over, three-pointer Hines, good. Corbin with his second bucket. He now has five, and a three-point shooting contest is broke out here. All the way to the other end, Eck out, forces it, no good. Devin Stroh, fifth rebound. Here comes Gibbon. Give it to Garrett Stroh, and as he tries to go up, he lost the handle, and it'll be taken away by Tomenheim. Coast to coast to Eckout, layup good. Braden with 10 now in the first half, half of his team's points, doing it in transition. Amherst does a great job in transition with the basketball. They attack, 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 22-20 Gibbon. Hines dribbles to the left wing, crossover off the screen from Garrett Stroh, right corner. Snell again with a one dribble three, no good. He seems to be hesitant to catch and shoot. Rebound, Trevor Adelung, coast to coast. Scoop shot good, and we're tied. Adelung with eight, and after being down eight, Amherst has knotted it up. 22-22 with 3:20 to go in the first half. The pace has picked up a little bit in Amherst liking. Try to get it to Zimmer. Knocked away by Hadwiger. He might dunk it. He'll go in, though, and just lay it up. Tie with the steal and the bucket, and Amherst has their first lead, 24-22. He saw the telegraph pass and jumped it out around the 28-foot line, and nobody in front of him the rest of the way. Garrett Stroh, left corner, pick and roll down to Devin. He's got contact. He'll score. Off the screen, Devin Stroh now with 6 points. Tied again at 24. Garrett goes for the steal at midcourt. Can't quite finish it, and Amherst will recontrol over on the left wing. The long jumper for Hadwiger is no good. Fight for the rebound. Holding that out. And they're starting to battle on the offensive boards on the Broncos, and they're getting some offensive putbacks here. 26-24 Amherst, 2.5 to go, second quarter. Stutter dribble for Corbin Hines, crossover on Adelung. Gets it to the left elbow, Garrett Stroh lobs it into Devin. There was no backside help, missed the first one, and the rebound brought down by Amherst. Braden Eckout, the help got there late. Eckout down the floor to Adelung, pulls up from eight and hits it. And now Amherst can't miss, 28-24. The 12-1 Broncos, who were down 19-12, are on a 16-5 run. 2 minutes to go in the half. Stutter dribble by Hines. Overload left side to Garrett Stroh in the corner. Devin is posted up. Give and go back to Garrett. Amherst was on it. He'll take a dribble left off the screen. Garrett hits a 9-footer. 11 for Garrett Stroh. Couple of really good shooters. More than a couple, but some good-looking shooters. Adelung, a three in transition. In and out off the glass. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Garrett Stroh, his fifth. Wasting no time getting it into the front court. Neither team really deep, so you got to watch fatigue. Here's a teardrop runner. Good. Corbin Hines. He floated it over the defender. He's got seven, and we're tied again. 28-28. Entertaining basketball here in the second quarter. Approaching halftime. Braden Eckout off the screen. Three. Cash it in. His third, 8 in the quarter, 13 in the game. 31-28 Amherst. 1 minute to go in the first half. Gareth Stroh, they're making him handle the ball, tiring him out, or at least trying to. Gives it to Hines out around midcourt. On Adelung, stutter dribble. Adelung tried to poke it away, and apparently he didn't go out of bounds. The steal is made. Seventh Gibbon turnover. Outlet to Adelung. Passed on the three. He'll give it to Bradenek out for three. It's just short, no good. Offensive put back, a foul. Trey Tommenheim will go to the line. Foul on Gibbon will be on Devin Stroh, his second. So he and Snell each have two. Those are the only fouls called on Gibbon. Preble has three and Tommenheim two for Amherst. These will be the first free throws of the game for the Broncos, and it's too strong. No good by Tommenheim. Brian Bramer will re-enter for Amherst. And Adelung will get a breather. 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Second free throw now for Tommenheim. It's on the way and good. 32-28. Amherst by four. Corbin Hines will bring it up here for the Buffaloes. Let's see if they hold for one. Center court, Hines calling for Snell to come out, but they're not doing it, going low 1-4 off the screen to Snell. Back to Gareth Stroh, fadeaway 15-footer. That won't go. That was a tough shot, especially with that much time on the clock. Hadwiger the rebound. He'll scoop it off to Tommenheim. He'll settle it down with 15. Coach Giffen calls the play from the Amherst bench. Too high, too low. Tommenheim, left side of the key. Back out top, Bradenek out. Can't get it away, so Tommenheim fires the three. No good. Ball deflected away. A three at the horn is no good by Ty Hadwiger. Stroh fell down, and the ball rolled into the corner where Hadwiger picked it up and fired, but couldn't finish the half on a splash. But after being down by as many as eight, Amherst has turned it around here, and at halftime, it's the 12-1 Broncos leading the 5-7 Gibbon Buffaloes 32-28. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll be back to talk a little halftime boys action and recap the girls' game right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gibbon High School, where we are at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, taking care of business, residential, all for you at Ravenna Sanitation, a longtime supporter of high school athletics on Platte River Radio, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Halftime of the boys' game, Amherst has come back to take a 32-28 lead. We'll look at the numbers in just a little bit, but earlier tonight, it was Amherst winning their sixth consecutive game to get to 8-7 with a 38-21 win over Gibbon. And we'll talk to a Klingelhoffer that isn't a wrestler. Jamie is with us. How's it going, Coach?
Pretty good.
Congratulations on the win. Strange, though, because it seemed like the team had kind of hit their stride, had been playing some good basketball. I mean, 2-7, you win five in a row. And then struggled mightily in the first half tonight against a basic 2-3 zone. I don't know that confused is the word. They just weren't moving a lot. What was going on?
Not a new offense, just kind of tweaked it a little bit, and they just started standing on me. And I said, girls, you can't stand. I go, that's not you. You have to move the ball and cut hard, and, you know, we'll get our points in. We struggled there, and they come out. And
yeah, second half, and we talked a little bit, too, the style of the basketball game is not conducive to what you guys kind of want to do. If you get the rebound, you'll go out, you'll get out and go. You will run transition. We saw that then, Sydney. Finally, as things open up, you get a bucket, you get some pressure, and it kind of snowballs positively there in the second half.
It does. I've had to put her as my one. You know, we had some injuries before Christmas, and so she kind of moved into the one. And then I got a couple girls I can bring in. I brought Jaden back in tonight a little bit, and that kind of helps her just take off and run. And I think her getting those points, that made everybody, you know, feel good about themselves. And because we were kind of there when Heather got hurt, that they all went, they didn't know what to do. And so,
well, let's find out. It didn't look pretty, and I'm sure we still have an analyzation to do. But Heather Bentley did go down early in the ball game, about 5 minutes in. Can you tell us how she's doing at all and how that affected the game?
They're going to go in tomorrow and get an MRI. Doesn't sound good, but we're hoping for the best. But either way, I know she'll be on the bench. If she's injured, she'll be on the bench, and she'll be supporting the team 100%. So I'm not, you know, I'm not worried. I want her back. But if not, she'll still be there, and she'll be a supporter of the team.
How will that change? Because you've been, as you said, you've been tweaking some things. How will that change your rotation, and who's going to have to step in for her?
How? Haven't really decided on
team
that
effort.
Yet. Team effort and everybody working together. And, you know, I've had a couple of girls, they've been struggling with some time on the floor, but they went in tonight and they gave it their all. And, you know, I kind of told them, I said, that's what you got to do when you go in there, whether you play the whole time or you play 2 or 3 minutes. But, and they did, they stepped up. So I got girls I can go with. So,
and in this winning streak, it wasn't like your schedule drastically changed. Yes, you played St. Pat's and Ansley Litchfield and South Loop when they were really hot. So you played some great teams, but you've been beating teams that are 500 or even above a little bit here during this stretch. What's been the key here during this winning streak?
Oh, I tweaked the offense a little bit. Instead of just kind of running a motion, we tweaked it, and, you know, that's kind of helped with them. And then I last year they ran a 1-3-1, and we put that back in, and they work really well on that. But it's our man that gets them going.
I suppose Saturday is really going to tell you where you're at. You got Elwood and you got SCM, but Wilcox Hildreth on Saturday.
Yeah.
As we get ready for the conference tournament, you've got this winning streak going. A win on Saturday would probably go a long way confidence-wise to say, you know what, we've come over that hump.
Come over the hump, yeah. And that's, I told the girls, I wanted to get breathers tonight to my girls, because I know Saturday that's going to be a tough game. It always is, because it's Wilcox, you know, and they always show up to play. I don't care what their record is. So we'll practice light tomorrow and be ready to go on Saturday. So,
well, that FKC's right around the corner.
I know,
and it's always
it?
Jumbled up. So,
and you never know it. You know, a bottom seed can come right out of it. And
well, that
it's
girls
everybody.
Bracket. That girls bracket always has an upset.
Oh, yep, it does. And I hope we're one of them.
Hope you.
No, I mean, I hope we're in the.
You guys might position yourself where you're not even an upset the way these records are setting right now. So, Jamie, best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you in the conference tournament.
All right, thanks.
That's Coach Jamie Klingelhofer joining us here at half of the girls' game. They won it by a score of 38-21, really shutting down Gibbon, holding them to 17 points until the last minute of the basketball game when Salinas hit a couple of buckets off the bench for Gibbon. But again, it was Sydney Toppenheim leading the way with 17 points. Casey Juergens had 9 rebounds. Halftime of the boys' game, Amherst 32, Gibbon 28. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number.
308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers for Gibbon. Franny Lopez, 2 points, two rebounds. Corbin Hines, 7 points. Devin Stroh, 6 points, five rebounds and a block. Braden Snell has two rebounds. Garrett Stroh leads the way with 11 points, five rebounds. And Brian Zimmer, 2 points, a rebound and a block. Amherst made a lot of shots in the second quarter, so Gibbon didn't get as many rebounds. 12 in the first, 3 in the second. At the half, 28 points, 15 rebounds. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 7 turnovers. Devin Stroh and Snell have 2 fouls each. For Amherst, Trevor Adelung, 10 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Holden Eckout, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Braden Eckout, 13 points to lead the way, 2 rebounds. Cale Preble, some foul trouble, just 1 rebound. Ty Hadwiger, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Brian Bramer has a rebound. 32 points, 15 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 5 of 17 from 3-point land, 1 block in the key, 1 turnover. Preble does have 3 fouls and Tobenheim with 2 at the half. It is D1 6th-ranked Amherst leading here at Gibbon, 32-28. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon. A big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery, Mike Kett, and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality. We'll head to the third quarter of play. Gibbon will get the ball, trailing by 4, which is their largest deficit. They led by as many as 8 in the first quarter. Snell in the left-hand corner. Coming out that man-to-man is Amherst. Snell dribbled off his foot, but Hines picks it up. Now he's open at the free throw line. Fires, it's in and out, no good. Hadwiger grabs his 5th rebound, and he'll outlet it to Adelung. Into the front court he comes. Now Preble does start the second half with the 3 fouls. Hadwiger pulls up left baseline from 8. Got it to roll over the rim and in. And for Gibbon, they cannot allow Amherst to get a quick start here in the third quarter. As long as they keep up with them, that's one thing, but they cannot lose the first 4 minutes here, you wouldn't think, or they're going to be in trouble. Zimmer throws it over the top, driving in, short jumper scored by Corbin Hines, and that'll be our seeds to success for the second half. Brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. A top of the key three by Braden Eckout is no good, and Braden Snell will get the rebound. So they're shooting less than 33% from three-point land so far, 5 of 18. Snell will dribble around and find Hines off the screen, gets away from Tobenheim, doesn't want it. Zimmer comes all the way out top to take the pass. And then he'll reset it here with Braden Snell, 34-30. Pull-up jumper free throw line, Snell no, rebound, Braden Eckout, his third. He hustles it down the floor. Garrett Stroh makes him give it off to Preble to Adelung for 3. It's good. Trevor with his 3rd 3. Those threes are like daggers to the Gibbon defense. They've been playing well. It's been pretty even except for the threes. 6 made by Amherst, 2 for Gibbon. And that's a 12-point difference, folks. You can figure it out just like I can. Devin Stroh hands it off to Hines. They've just got to stay solid here. A 7-point deficit, a 3 up and in. The answer for Braden Snell. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Snell. 37-33, coast to coast. Tobenheim got through. Missed the left-handed layup, though. All the work to get there. Didn't finish. Devin Stroh with a rebound. Up to Gareth. Gareth left elbow, backside wide open. 3 on the way. Snell couldn't get 2 in a row. Long rebound, though, comes out to Zimmer, and they'll get a second chance to Snell. Devin Stroh's posted up well down low, and we've got a pushing foul down low on maybe Hadwiger, the defender on Stroh. And for Ty, that'll be his second personal foul. It's the first foul of the half on either team. 5:33 to go, third quarter. 37-33. Amherst with the lead. Gibbons sets it up off the inbounds for a three for Hines. It skips out, no good. Rebound tipped out. Brian Zimmer grabs it. A third trip here for Gibbon off the screen. Hines, and he falls down getting around the screen. And we have got a kick called on Amherst, or on Gibbon as the ball got loose, so it's still a Gibbon turnover. It will be their eighth. St. Cecilia girls looking for another win tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. They've pulled away from Friend 51-29 after three quarters of play. The UNK men about ready to go to halftime, a 36-26 lead over Pittsburgh State. And they have reached the half. Pittsburgh State hit a three to make it 36-29 at halftime. And for the Nebraska women, they were up big in the first half, and they are still up big, 73-52. They were up 21 at the half. They're up 21 now with 7:50 to go, 73-52, the Husker women. Right here it is. Amherst trying to inbound the ball from underneath their own hoop. Have to go out top to Adelung. Gibbon is in that man-to-man again to Eckout. They double him. Back out top to Tobenheim. Hands it to Hadwiger. Left elbow. Two dribbles back out top. On the penetration, they'll dump it left corner. Again, good ball movement. Amherst into the corner. Hadwiger open for the three. Over Zimmer. Hits it short. And the rebound brought down by Devin Stroh. Up the floor. Cutting through Hines, missed it. Zimmer, rebound, back up. They're going to say it was partially blocked by Braden Eckout. Rebound brought down by Trey Tobenheim. Good defense by Eckout. Adelung for three more. The fourth three for Adelung. 40-33. Gibbon had multiple chances to get it to a one-possession game. And that three now takes it back up to seven, equaling the largest lead for Amherst. 4:15 to go in the third. Gibbon gets it over to Snell. Adelung knocks it out of his hands, and then Snell just shoved Adelung out of the way so that he couldn't slap the ball off of him. And now there's going to be a discussion down low. And Amherst wants an explanation. And I think they're probably going to say, you know what, we probably should have called that. We didn't. And so it's still going to be given basketball. And to throw it in will be Corbin Hines. Out top to Gareth Stroh. Between the circles, rolls over with brother Devin, but he can't get posted up. He'll pop out, and they'll just reverse it back up top to Corbin Hines. But Gareth Stroh has it, dribbles it off his leg, has to run it down. Gibbon kind of needs a bucket here, as we said, keep pace. Ball popped away from behind. Corbin Hines got it back, five-footer, in and out. Boy, it wouldn't fall. Hadwiger with the rebound. Off to the races. Adelung, a pull-up three. That one will not go. Rebound to Zimmer. That's a track meet again. Snell double teamed as he gets into the front court. Pass knocked away. Tobenheim, another steal out ahead. Adelung, the uncontested layup is good. And it's a 9-point lead now for Amherst. So Gibbon stayed pretty even over that first 4 minutes, but they lost the last 40 seconds. And now they are down 9, 42-33. Stroh with it, down to Devin, trying to back it on Hadwiger, kicks it to the free throw line, but that's not Zimmer's area. Back to Devin Stroh in the paint, wheels, hits the bottom of the rim, got it back, has to kick it out of there for a second opportunity. Here's a three-pointer on the way, short by Snell. Rebound brought down by Holden Eckout. Outlet pass to the other end, Tobenheim a layup. Gibbon needs a timeout, and they'll take it right here. Amherst has hit their stride here in the last 90 seconds, and they've got their first double-digit lead of the game. 2:51 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Amherst 44, Gibbon 33. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Back at the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth, 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. And the biggest lead of the game by either team. Amherst now up by 11, 44-33. They've scored the last eight. Trevor Adelung with eight in the quarter and 18 in the game. And given out of the timeout to throw it in. Gareth Stroh will hand it off to Braden Snell. Snell with a little pressure in the backcourt. working on Tobenheim. Safely into the front court, then stopped and has it ripped away by Tobenheim. Gibbons' 10th turnover, up ahead to hold an Eck out. He's fouled and he scores, and it's coming unraveled for Gibbons. Holding a chance at a three-point play, the assist to Tobenheim. 46-33. And it's the second foul, or third foul, on Devin Stroh. He'll put Franny Lopez in and Braden Snell out. Holdenek out, his first free throw of the game to try and complete the three-point play. It's no good, but a long rebound out to Ty Hadwiger, and another chance here for Amherst. They could make this a five-point play if they drain the three, or a five-point trip. Left wing with it is Bradenek out up top to Adelung. Adelung, a couple of dribbles, hands it to Hadwiger. He lost the handle. Only the second turnover of the game for Amherst, picked up by Franny Lopez. Lopez knocked out of his hands, and they may have to wipe the floor down here at the other end. Devin Stroh had a hard time getting up. Looked like he was on ice under the Amherst bucket. 46-33. Gibbons been stuck on 33 for almost 3 minutes. Long droughts. They get it to Gareth Stroh, stuck in the left corner. He's doubled. Jump pass over to Franny Lopez, and he can't control it. Tried to catch it with one hand and couldn't do it. Fourth turnover of the quarter on Gibbon. So Gibbon, who was up 8 out of the gate and had a 19-12 lead early in the second quarter, they've been outscored 34-14 since then. In the paint, Eckhout out to Adelung. Right elbow. He's hot, but that one won't go. Devin Stroh with his 9th rebound. Tries to get it to Gareth, and Amherst has really picked up the defensive intensity. Now numbers for Gibbon, 4-on-3. Can they take advantage? Hines in the corner to Lopez. Nope. Back to Hines in the right-hand corner on the post. Devin Stroh tries to step through the double team. Lopez picks up the loose ball. Out to Hines. And they want to reverse it here as Adelung went for the steal and now commits the foul. That'll be the first on Trevor. Second team foul here on Amherst. And Cale Preble, who's been out for a long time with those three fouls, will re-enter, and so will Brian Bramer. Tobenheim and Hadwiger will check out for Amherst. 1:30 to go in the third, 46-33 Amherst. They're up 4 at the half. And they will lob the basketball in to Gareth Stroh. Stroh has it between the circles, tries to get inside on that zone. Jumper sits on the rim, and finally, Gibbon able to move their side of the scoreboard. Stroh with 13, 46-35 Amherst. As they try to extend the lead before the fourth quarter, Bramer on the post over Devin Stroh with those fouls. He sticks with it. He blocks the shot, and Gibbon will grab the loose basketball. Zimmer will hand it off to Hines. 1 minute to go. Gibbon, get it into single digits. Give yourself a chance going into the fourth quarter. Hines draws the double team to Lopez. His three is too strong. Backside rebound comes down to Preble. Amherst will slow it as much as they can. Now Eckhout's unguarded, and Gareth Stroh just grabs him about 16 feet away from the hoop because he knew what was going to happen. He got by Gareth. There was nobody left. And so Stroh, his first foul, decides, we got some to give, only the second team foul. Probably a pretty heady play. Amherst underneath their own hoop. Out to Preble, right back in the corner. Braden Eckhout well covered there by Hines. Between the circles to Adelung with 40 seconds. Over to Holdenek out, back to Braden. Ball fake three, left elbow. Leaner from 11 is good. First bucket of the second half for Braden Eckout, and he now has 15. 48-35, 30 seconds to go. Amherst on top. Gareth Stroh by one. Against Holdenek out, pulls out of the baseline and hits the seven-footer. And Gareth can do that almost every trip down the floor. And Amherst will hold for the last shot. Won't have to wait long. 15 seconds. Adelung at center court. Gareth Stroh on him in the man-to-man. Behind the back, can't lose him. Right elbow with 8. Now another behind-the-back dribble. And Gareth will block the shot from behind. That's good ball handling, but Gareth Stroh also hangs with it and gets the block. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Braneck out to throw it in. They might try to get it right back to him. They'll get it to Adelung in the paint. Just throws up a left-hander. It's a wild one. It's no good. Franny Lopez will get the rebound. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Amherst 48, Gibbon 37. You're listening to Thursday Night Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, here at Gibbon as we head to the fourth quarter of play. And it'll be Amherst basketball leading at 48-37. Braden Eckhout fakes the three. Good dribble drive, switches hands, rolls out the front of the rim, won't go. Gareth Stroh will grab his sixth rebound, trying to go coast-to-coast. Numbers aren't there. Hits Zimmer, who goes in for the layup. Good body control by the big man, Brian Zimmer, the senior, with his second bucket. 48-39, so back to single digits. Crossover, Tommenheim can't lose. Lopez backs up and gives it to Adelung against the Gibbon man-to-man. Big third quarter for Adelung. He had eight. Hadwiger for three. No good. 7 of 23 now from downtown for Amherst. Gareth Stroh, another rebound. He brings it up to the left elbow, dishes it off. Hines attacks for the open layup. So just like quarter number three, Gibbon gets a couple of quick buckets. They cut it to 7. They were down 13, 48-41. Ty Hadwiger tries to lower the shoulder and lost the basketball. Just the third Amherst turnover. 3-on-2, Gareth Stroh. They're reaching, they're grabbing. He'll leave it for Devin. Ball fake, layup good. And we've got an injury timeout here. Corbin Hines got one in the midsection. And the layup is up and good. A timeout on the floor for Amherst. It's a full length timeout. They will have three remaining. 6:57 to go in this ball game, but Gibbon scores 6 points in the first minute to cut it to 5. It is 48-43 Amherst here on Classic Hits.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Gibbon. A 6-0 start by the Buffaloes in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Gets them back into the ball game. Amherst using the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 48-43. Try to lob it into Tommenheim. They're going to say he got a hand in the back. The ball sailed a little over his head. And it looks like they're going to call Lopez for the hand push. His first, third team foul. 3 on Gibbon, 2 on Amherst so far in the half. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Eckhout gives it in the short corner here. Left side to Tommenheim. He'll bring it out to the wing, right back to Braden Eckhout, the man-to-man, try to force it inside. Devin Stroh, great defense, forces the turnover, just the fourth of the game for Amherst. Devin to Gareth. Gareth up the floor, trying to add to their fourth quarter start to Devin in the paint, to Lopez, wide open right baseline, it spun out. Devin is not boxed out, and he'll score. For a rare opportunity, somebody missed one there for Amherst, and it's an 8-0 start to the fourth quarter. 48-45, Amherst lead is now down to 3. Pick and roll and a double dribble on Amherst. Braden Eckhout was ready for the roll, and Tommenheim didn't go. So Amherst now with 3 turnovers in 2 minutes. They had 2 in the first 24. And it's allowing Gibbon back into the ball game. Halftime, UNK saw Pittsburgh State hit a half-court shot at the buzzer, but UNK still leads 36-29. And the Nebraska women 84-64 over Wisconsin, and there's still 2 minutes to go. Garrett Stroh gets himself down low to Devin in the paint, and a three-second call on Gibbon will go the other way. They thought he was going to take the shot. When he didn't, they rang him up for the three. First turnover of the quarter for Gibbon, their 12th of the basketball game. Amherst is led by Trevor Adelung with 18. He's hit four threes. Braden Eckout has 15. He's hit three threes. Garrett Stroh has 15 for Gibbon. As Hadwiger's inside, five-footer hit the front of the rim, no good. Ball swatted out to Corbin Hines. A three would tie it for Gibbon. Gareth off the screen, left elbow, pulls up, 14-footer, in and out, no good. Good rebound down there by Holden Eckout. Amherst wanted it over the back foul. They didn't get it that time. Now Adelung gets his feet tied up, gives it off to Braden Eckout, tries to cut it, and he throws it right into the belly of the Gibbon defender, and it's turned over again. Gareth tries to get it between three defenders to Zimmer, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Amherst. And it'll be Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. So the action is definitely picked up, but Amherst has not scored in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Gibbon ball into the left-hand corner. Snell looked at the three, decided not to take it. To the high post, Stroh's open. Gareth, 15-footer is good. 10-0 start here for Gibbon to cut it to one. Baseball pass to the other end. Adelung at three in transition. Cannot get it to go. Rebound brought down by Devin Stroh, his 11th. Gibbon could take the lead. Gareth Stroh working on Braden Eckout. Stops at the arc to Hines. Over to Snell. And they'll settle it down. 4:40 to go in the game. 48-47 Amherst. The 12-1 Broncos lead by one here on the road against the dangerous Buffalo team. Neither team deep, so they might be getting a little winded. Try to force it into Gareth Stroh. He's double-teamed, and it's picked off. Ty Hadwiger able to step in and get it. Outlet to Holden Eckout. He's hammered hard by Zimmer, and he's going to get two shots. Zimmer tried to foul him before he got to the hoop, but Eckout was smart enough to throw it up there, and Jackson Kenton saying, you can't give him two on that. And so two free throws coming up for Holden Eckout. 0 of 1. The team is 1 of 3 tonight. They haven't been there much, and Holden's free throw is good. 7 points, and it took 3:40 for Amherst to get their first points here of the fourth quarter. Free throw shooting, we do not have the percentage for the team. That is not listed, just some basic points and rebounds on our stat sheet. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Eckout hits them both. 50-47 Amherst. 4:15 to go in our basketball game at the end of the contest, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, hopefully the coaches' interviews and more. Coach Giffen with that boot. We'll try and get him up to our location. Devin Stroh, top of the circle, working on Hadwiger. Throws it behind his back. Dangerous pass just to leave it off for Braden Snell, who goes to Hines off the screen. Open 10-footer. Comes up short. Garrett Stroh rebounds. Sets himself and scores. Garrett Stroh with 19 points and 8 rebounds. 50-49 Amherst. It's turned out to be a dandy. Had a little bit of everything. The underdog getting the start. The favorite coming back. And now we got a one-point game as Ty Hadwiger drives the lane and got tripped up. The foul will be on Devin Stroh, and that is his fourth. Nobody else with more than two. Brandon Snell has two. Braden Snell has two. Cale Preble, three. On the other side as Eckhout's 17-footer on the inbound is no good. Preble, though, got the rebound. Second chance, Adelung to the free throw line. Didn't take it. Swing it over to Holden Eckout for three. It's good. Holden Eckout with his first three of the basketball game, the eighth tonight for Amherst. And it's 53-49 Broncos. 3:15 to go in the game. Hines brings it across the timeline. Stutter dribble off the pick. He'll go to Snell. The lane was open. He just didn't quite get there in time. Posting up Devin Stroh in the paint. Kicks it out. Open three. Hines fires. It is short. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Holden Eckout. And now Amherst could reestablish itself. They could go up by 6 or 7 again. With it, Preble to Braden Eckout, who has just 2 points here in the second half. To Hadwiger. He's their leading scorer. Holdenek out. Back over to Hadwiger to Bradenek out. Ran into Hadwiger, so gave him the ball. Free throw line jumper for Ty is no good, and Devin Stroh will haul down his 12th rebound. But time now starting to be a factor, and Gibbon is going to call a timeout. Both teams had three remaining, so Gibbon will have two remaining here in the game. 2:31 remains. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Gibbon has the ball. Amherst has the lead, 53-49.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Gibbon was up 8 in the first half. Amherst led by 4 at halftime, took it up to 13. Gibbon had cut it to 1, but has not had the lead in the second half, and now it's a 4-point lead, 53-39 Amherst. Gibbon gets the ball out of the timeout, pick and roll to Gareth. Couldn't get the three Preble's right on him, so he puts it on the floor into the paint, dishes it off to Zimmer, who got shoved. He'll get free throws. Can't get the shot to go because he was shoved pretty good underneath. That was a beautiful dish off, and I know they would have much rather had the layup. Zimmer will go to the line to shoot two. The foul on Holdenek out, his first, just the third team foul. And Brian Zimmer, the senior now, to shoot some important free throws. Only the second trip to the line for Gibbon. The free throw is good. Devin Stroh was 2 of 2 in the first quarter. This is the first free throw since then for Amherst. They are 3 of 5 at the line. 53-50. Zimmer now for his second free throw. On the way, and it bounces in. He's got 6 in the game. It's a 2-point contest, 2:18 to go. Gibbon drops back defensively and lets Amherst walk the ball up the floor. Trey Taubenheim gives it off to Adelum. Guarded out there by Corbin Hines in the Gibbon man-to-man. They get it to Eck out. Gareth Stroh on him. Best on best. Pick and roll. Hadwiger gets into the paint. Up and in, and they're going to call a foul. Zimmer with the blocking foul and a chance at a 3-point play here for Ty Hadwiger. He's got 8 points, and again, this will be his first free throw attempt. The foul on Zimmer is his second. 2:01 to go. Gibbon trying to pull the upset. Free throw on the way. Too strong. Long rebound comes out to Zimmer. His fifth of the half. So they keep it a 4-point game, 2 minutes to go. Hines in the front court, but Gibbon putting themselves in a position where they have to score every time because Amherst is. Down to Devin Stroh, looking for the pick and roll, can't get it back out to Hines. Hines dribbles into the paint, scoops it underneath. Zimmer's there. He'll have it blocked and taken away by Eckout. No call. They say it was cleaned by Eckout. And up the floor, Adelung pulls up for three and hits it. 21 for Trevor. Adelung is fifth three, a huge bucket to take it out to 7. Only 90 seconds remain. Devin Stroh, he's not going to take the open three, gives it to Hines. Now pressure on Gibbon to score quickly. Over to Snell, back to Hines, 1:10 to go. 2 timeouts remaining. They don't have time to waste here. To Gareth Stroh forces the 16-footer, but he hit it. Gareth Stroh with 21, and no pressure is going to slow down Amherst. They quickly get into the front court, 1 minute to go, 58-53, and Gibbons got a foul. They go for the steal, and there's the foul on Braden Snell, his third. And at the line will be Trevor Adelung. His first free throws, he's hit 5 threes. He's got 11 in the second half, 21 in the basketball game. And Adelung, who averages 11.5 a game now, A chance for Amherst to put it away at the free throw line. 50 seconds to go. The free throw is up. The free throw is no good. The rebound is grabbed by Devin Stroh, his 13th. 58-53. Garrett, they spread the floor, gets by Preble, pulls up from 12, hits another one. They'll put the pressure on. Back-to-back buckets, and quickly on the inbounds, they foul Adelung again. 23 for Garrett Stroh, 58-55. Back to a three-point game. And Adelung goes right back to the line. The foul on Zimmer is his third, eighth team foul. Adelung will try and convert this one and one. 39 seconds to go. The free throw is up. It is good. So the last one, more of a fluke for Adelung. You can just tell by the confidence as he strode up to the line this time. Second free throw now for the sophomore, Adelung on the lefty. It's short. Rebound tipped out. Garrett Stroh grabs it. Stroh up the floor. Nearly fouled. He's trying to keep the basketball. They went for a timeout, didn't get it. To Snell in the corner. Back to Hines, 30 seconds. They've got time, but they do have to score. Trying to find Garrett Stroh into the paint. He got tripped up, and the ball stolen away. And up for an uncontested layup. Braden Eckhout. Gibbons screaming for a foul, didn't get it. 14 seconds to go. Now they need a three. Snell forces the three. It's good. And a timeout with 8 seconds to go. Braden Snell hits a contested three to keep it interesting. 61-58. Amherst by three with 8.5 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Amherst has scored, Gibbon has scored 21 points here in the fourth quarter, but they still trail by three. They were down 11. Started on a 10-0 run to cut it to one here in the fourth. Then Amherst warmed up. They hit a couple of threes, and there's 8.5 seconds remaining. Amherst 61, Gibbon 58. Amherst has three timeouts. Gibbon has one. If there's a jump ball, it would be Gibbon ball. But if Gibbon can't steal the inbounds, they have to commit an immediate foul. 8.5 to go. Full court pressure. It'll be Braden Eckhout to throw it in. Three in the backcourt, off the screens, looking for Adelung. He's covered, and we're going to get a grab on the inbound before any time ran off. And that might put Adelung back at the line. He was trying to work off a screen. The foul is on Garrett Stroh, his second. If he doesn't commit that foul, there's only about 2 seconds left to throw it in. Amherst would have been looking at a timeout. So at the line again is Trevor Adelung, 2 of 3 here in the last 10 seconds. Front end of the 1-1. Could sold it away, maybe. It's on the way. It is no good. Garrett Stroh, it's knocked out of his hands. Hadwiger got it, and a foul called. They're letting him play underneath. .6 to go. Garrett Stroh will be called for the foul, the 10th team foul. Ty Hadwiger will get 2 free throws. He's 0-1 with 8 points. 5.6 to go. Gibbon couldn't secure the rebound. And now a free throw would probably end it. Can Hadwiger make either one? Let's see on the first one. 2 free throws. Ty puts it up, and it is good. Ty Hadwiger with his 9th point. 62-58, and Amherst wants to call a timeout. Coach Giffen just wants to explain to his kids, don't commit a stupid foul when Gibbon gets the ball here, just in case we miss it. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
5.6 seconds to go. Amherst 62, Gibbon 58. Ty Hadwiger, one more free throw to shoot here. And if he makes this, it's definite over. Gibbon does have a timeout. If somehow they can throw it in and leave a second on the clock, there's still a chance. Amherst is actually going to put some guys down there on the lane to rebound. Hadwiger's second free throw is good. Ty hits them both. Gibbon, Devin Stroh, trying to throw it deep. And he'll find Hines in the backcourt. He's at midcourt. Oh, they foul him.
Well, they have fouls to give. That's only their fourth. So that's part of the strategy.
They don't have to worry about it now because nothing Gibbon can do will extend the ball game. As Trevor Adelon got the foul, they'll take it out at midcourt.
Yeah, even the refs thought it was in the bonus, but that's not the case.
2.6 to go. New West postgame show coming up. Corbin Hines will throw it in. Devin Stroh back to Hines. He won't even get a shot away, and that is the end of the basketball game. And the Gibbon Buffaloes, a valiant effort, but fall to Amherst as the Broncos go to 13-1 with a 63-58 win over Gibbon. Gibbon caught in a game like they've had so many of, especially here in January. They play you tough, tough, tough. Neither team had a lot of depth. But in the end, they drop a close one. They've lost by 2 to Donovan Trumbull, 7 to Blue Hill, 6 to Ord, 10 to Elwood, 4 to Cozad. And just some close, close losses for this Gibbon Buffalo team. And they fall tonight by 5 to state-rated Amherst. 63-58 coming up the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have all the stats, coaches' interviews, and more right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back at Gibbon. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and all the fine folks here at Gibbon. We had a dandy in the boys' game, 63-58 Amherst. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today in the girls' game tonight. Amherst won it 38-21. In other action tonight, the UNK women fell to fourth-ranked Pittsburgh State, but gave them a game 86-73, and they are underway in the second half of the men's game. 11 minutes to go, Lopers 49, Pittsburgh State 39. The Nebraska women tonight scored 53 points in the first half, and they down Wisconsin. The final score for the Nebraska women, 89-72 over Wisconsin, their fifth consecutive conference victory. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, They had six players score. Franny Lopez had 2 points, three rebounds. Corbin Hines got off to a quick start tonight, finished with 11 points, one rebound. Devin Stroh, 10 points, a game-high 13 rebounds, two blocks. Braden Snell, 6 points on a couple of threes and three rebounds. Garrett Stroh doing what he does, 23 game-high points in the ball game tonight. That's one more than Trevor Adelung had for Amherst. He also pulled down 9 boards, had a block. Brian Zimmer, 6 points, six rebounds, had a block. 15 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. At the free throw line, Gibbon was 2 of 2 in each half. And from the three-point arc, 2 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in each half. And for Gibbon, pretty balanced, even in the scoring. 28 at halftime, 30 in the second half. The Buffaloes, a solid showing tonight, but came up short against a very good Amherst team. 58 points, 35 rebounds. 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 14 turnovers. But unfortunately for the Buffaloes, they dropped their third straight and 4 out of their last 5, and they're now 5-8. They'll host a Centura team that has been struggling tomorrow night. Then it's off to Kearney Catholic. They always give the Stars trouble. That's on Tuesday night. And then at Wood River 1 week from tonight. So 3 straight conference games, and they also play at Fillmore Central next Friday, so they are very busy, given with 4 more games, 3 on the road before heading into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Amherst right after this on the New West postgame show.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Gibbon, and the New West postgame show continues. Amherst, just the 5 starters scoring tonight. Let me change that up. Holden Eckhout scored tonight. Cale Preble didn't score. He was in foul trouble and just never really got into the flow of the game. But Amherst didn't really go any deeper than Gibbon did tonight. Trevor Adelung led the way with a team-high 22 points. He hit 5 three-pointers. He had 3 rebounds and a block. Holden Eckhout did a good job off the bench. 11 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Trey Tobenheim, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Braden Eckhout, 17 points. 13 of those were in the first half when he hit 3 threes. He had 3 rebounds and a block. Cale Preble, 3 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 10 points, a team-high 8 boards. And Brian Bramer, 1 rebound. 15 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 17 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers for Amherst, 1 in the first half and 5 in the second half. Amherst had 32 points at halftime, 31 in the second half. The Broncos finished with 63 points, 26 rebounds, 6 out of 12 at the free throw line, 9 of 26 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 6 turnovers. Amherst has now put together a 6-game winning streak, undefeated in 2015. They're 13-1 with a 63-58 win over Gibbon. And for Amherst, they also stay busy in conference, not as much as the girls. They just have 2 games before the conference tournament. Amherst is off until Tuesday when they host Elwood, who is an up-and-down team. That should be a fun, fun ball game. We saw Elwood beat Overton on Tuesday night here on Classic Hits. Neither team is deep. Both teams like to get up and down the floor and shoot the ball. Tuesday night, that's going to be a great boys game to watch. Elwood at Amherst. And then SEM will be on the road 1 week from tonight. Then they're into the conference tournament where they will either be the one or two seed, depending on what happens to Wilcox-Hildreth this weekend in their two games. And they will have a couple of contests out there. So we'll see what happens with the Falcons. We will take another break. Be back with more on the New West postgame show after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl, you know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Let's take a look at some other scores from around the area as we wait for the coaches to emerge from the locker room here on a 63-58 victory tonight for Amherst. On the girls' side tonight, as we told you, 38-21 Amherst. Elsewhere around the area, Arapahoe takes care of Southern Valley 49-33. Blue Hill over Sandy Creek 51-26. It was Elwood over Medicine Valley 53-40. Dundee County Stratton beat Cambridge 69-62. Kiltner girls over Cross County, 47-42. Hastings St. Cecilia keeps the winning streak going. Downing Friend in a top-10 matchup, 67-47. Lexington edges Cozad, 39-35. Loomis beats Alma's girls, 53-42. Also in girls action tonight, here's a not an area game, but a state game of note. Pierce beats O'Neill St. Mary, 62-45. Sutton edges Fairbury, 44-42, and the Wood River girls beat Shelton tonight by a score of 62-32. And as far as boys action tonight, Alma beat Loomis 39-25. Bertrand takes care of Maywood, and Southern Valley no problem with Arapahoe in boys action from tonight. We'll take another break. Be back and talk with Amherst head coach Bill Giffen right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. Doug Duda joined now by the Amherst head coach, Bill Giffen, after a 63-58 win tonight. And, Coach, you guys have had a great season. You've had a couple competitive games. But here in January, during this winning streak, you've won them all by double digits. Some of those are against good teams. But I had a feeling like you guys needed a test like Gibbon would give you tonight. Step up in class out of the Lou Platte, a team that always can play a little different style of ball, although they did get up and down the floor with you tonight.
Yeah, yeah, they're an excellent team. And after the game, that's what we talked about, same as you said, we needed this game. You know, you need to win it, but you need that game where you're pushed and you go through those maturation processes of, okay, we had an offensive possession there at the end where we were just not looking to attack and you know, looking like we were begging to turn it over. And, you know, the timeout after that, I just told him, it's too early. It's too early to sit on this thing. You got to attack. You got to be smart. But, you know, it's a whole learning process, I think. And we needed this game. We just needed it.
Slow start. You had to call a timeout. You hit a couple of threes. When you hit those couple of threes to cut it from 7-1, it seemed to ignite the kids as it usually does. So even though you started slow, you were able to get things caught up and then eventually ahead at halftime. Was there anything besides hitting five threes? You took enough of them, but hitting a three.
You know, I mean, it's a game of runs. And what we weren't doing first of the game, we were just standing. You know, I mean, you got some quickness and you play a motion offense, you simply move. You know, you don't sit in the same spot. And we were doing too much of that. We weren't playing ball. And it kind of caught up, and we had a PA announcer for the first time. So that's a big deal, you know. But the atmosphere a little bit with that was a postseason type atmosphere, and you know, halftime I said, you guys got to enjoy this. You got to just you know, breathe it in, because this is what's the games that you'll need to win, need to be in to prepare you for the postseason if you're going to do that.
You got outboarded in the first quarter, then you made all those shots in the second quarter, so you caught up in the boards, and you got outboarded for the ball game, which I thought was unusual.
Yeah, last I saw unofficially 16. You got boarded by 16.
I didn't have quite.
No. Well, my student manager must not have liked what he saw. But anyway, that's kind of the unofficial, and I always adjust that. But yeah, we got beat on the boards, and that was one thing I circled on the dry erase board. There was rebounds, you know, and they were getting second shots. At first, we were getting one shot, and that was it. Holden Eckout had some great minutes for us. We went with double post, which you know, we rarely do, and we got some good looks. We didn't get some finishes, but you know, so we have to work on that. But that's a little different look to get us more of our guys in priority rebounding position.
We're talking with head coach Bill Giffen at Amherst after their 63-58 victory. All the scoring is fun, and it was an entertaining game, but I suppose you have to look back at your third quarter defense after you – get that run and take it out to 11. You're still holding them down, and that gave you enough of a cushion to have that lead here at the end.
Yeah, you know, it probably took a little energy for them to catch up, and that's the thing too. You know, when you haven't been in this ball game, you say, okay, we made a run, we're up by 11, now it goes to 15, it goes to, you know, that's what you've been thinking. Well, you can't be thinking that way. You're in a ball game, you're four quarters, and you got to finish it out.
What happened in the start of the fourth quarter, in your estimation? 6 points for Gibbon on the first three possessions in a minute. You call the timeout. Still can't find a bucket for the first 3.5 minutes. They go on a 10-0 run, cut it to 1. Was there anything specific, or was the ball just not going in for you?
Well, you know, you got that. I think is you give credit to Gibbon. You know, they came out, and they were going to take it to us, and you know, we kind of got knocked on our heels for a little bit. We didn't adjust early enough. We were, you know, just same old thing. Some movement, some missed shots, some poorly taken shots. You know, we talk about shot selection and trusting your teammates to have a better shot than the one you know, have to just barely get off. And that was, as we kind of go through some of those old things again and get that garbage cleaned up and go on.
You get an article in the Omaha World Herald this week. Some notoriety is coming to your basketball team. And it seems like Amherst has been talking big picture with this junior class for quite a while, back when they were freshmen, eighth graders, seventh graders. At what point do you have to make sure that they're not thinking too far ahead, because you've got a lot of goals ahead of you? It's set there that, hey, nobody's been to state since 87. Your dads are probably talking to you about all this. You've been around long enough to know that Amherst has had some struggles. They've had some good teams. They've kind of been like the Gibbons, somebody that can beat you on any night but haven't been able to be 13-1, and you're going to get a great test in Elwood, which is going to be a great game on Tuesday. I wish I could be there as well, but as far as that big picture, you know you want to get there.
Right.
How do you keep it under control?
Well, you know, it's a focus. It's a mental toughness deal of focusing on that next 30 seconds on the court, whatever, the next quarter, the next game. And I think, to me, mental toughness is just focus, blotting out everything. And we played Shelton two nights ago and just, you know, looked terrible. That was a poor focus type game. And Shelton played probably their best game of the year, maybe, and give them credit. But it's, you got to have those goals. But those goals don't mean anything if you don't do the right things to achieve them. And so you've got to, you can't just say, oh, let's go to state, we get to state, whatever, you know, all this state talk. And you got to go out and play defense. You got to go out and get a rebound. You know, it's just a pretty simple game, really.
There are a lot of good teams left on your schedule. We mentioned Elwood Tuesday. You'll have the conference tournament. Elm Creek is healed up. They're playing good basketball now. Ravenna, Wilcox, Hildreth, your last three games of the season. So there's still some testers out there, Bill. But as you get ready for this stretch, you're not a deep ball club. And I suppose, is that the bugaboo, and how can you work, and will it just kind of stay with this seven man?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the matchups. When we face a quick team, we're kind of limited. And there's maybe Blake Kreitz. I probably should have played a little bit to give him a shot. But the quickness factor was a big deal. We worked on a little bit of zone to try to get those guys in. However, we weren't playing very good in that zone. Mr. Schroe would pop to the high post and put it over everybody. He's a heck of a player. So it just wasn't working. And I could talk to those kids, especially Blake and those that didn't play as much, and say, I'm sorry. I get those playing time and give us some more people. But it's a little narrow. If you want to play a lot, a few games in a few days, you maybe have to go a little deeper than that.
Well, Gareth Stroh should prepare you for Skyler Werger on a Tuesday night. And Billy, a great season so far. I know there's a lot of fun. We'll see you at the FKC tournament. So keep it rolling, and congratulations. Thanks for the time.
There's a lot of good games ahead. Thanks for the coverage.
It's a lot easier to get down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Very fast.
We're going to take a final timeout, wrap it up after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Our producer, Caleb Henry, informing me that Lexington upsetting the Cozad boys tonight, hitting a shot at the buzzer to come away with the victory. Some good basketball in the area tonight. The UNK men 62-53 over Pittsburgh State, 5 minutes to go in that game. The Loper women fell 86-73. The Nebraska women, an easy winner tonight over Wisconsin, 89-72. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. They had Scott Kratzer on hand here tonight, and he had to work on a couple of kids, so hopefully they're okay. But it looked like in the girls' game, that there might be an injury more than Heather Bentley will want to take care of here for the rest of the season. Hopefully not as bad as it could be. Amherst wins the girls game 38-21, and the Amherst boys pick up the boys' victory 63-58. St. Cecilia girls will also a winner tonight over Friend. Tomorrow night, it'll be Axtell at Wilcox Hildreth, 6:30 and 8 o'clock is the doubleheader start times. Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament coming your way from Loup City, and the final should start around 2 o'clock. Of course, the Gibbon wrestlers coming off winning the invite here last week, so we'll see how they do on Saturday. And don't forget on ESPN, Kearney High, Lincoln East Friday night, and the Kearney Catholic girls will play Wayne Saturday at 3. The boys will take on Boys Town at 6, both of those games at Cope Gymnasium. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.